you for listening. And please tell a friend about the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, this is Patricia Schultz. I'm the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. You're listening to me and my dear friends from the Travel Planners Radio Show.
And our dear friend and guest, Terry Marshall, just back from a road trip to Arizona, which, surprisingly enough, it sounds like there's more things to do than you could ever imagine. Tell us more.
That's true, there is. Well, I do have to give a shout-out to all the bicyclers I saw along the way. I have to give them credit because I was driving the car, so, you know, on those wide-open spaces. But everywhere I went, there were just groups of people bicycling. So Arizona is an amazing place to do that. You will have some challenges with some of the more hilly and mountainous areas, but it was absolutely fun to watch them, you know, just on those open roads. And
yeah, it takes a certain kind of person to do that kind of bicycling. Here in Missouri, we have the Katy Trail, or first rails to trails, and it goes clear across the state. And there are sections of that that go across the old river bottoms, flat as a pancake on this white gravel chat paths, and the sun off of those will kill you. I mean, you get sunburn under your legs. I can only imagine what it would be like out in the desert.
Yep.
Not my deal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, in the spring, it's nice. It's really an ideal time to go. In the summer, I don't think I would even give it a shot because it's so hot. But it's just fun to watch them because, like, I won't ride my bike in New York City because, for obvious reasons. But I will ride it, you know, on trails in the area. But these guys, just open road and just smooth sailing. So, yeah, it's really fun to watch.
You mentioned in your notes that you sent us you went to a town called Bisbee. What's that all about?
Yes, you're reading my mind. So Bisbee is this really cool town. It used to be a copper mining town. And as you're driving in, you'll see this massive pit outside of the city. And that's just, you know, it's still orange in color. And it's just huge, absolutely huge. And that is the old Queen Mine. And that was the economy there for many, many years, you know, mining that copper. When the mine closed, it's one of those towns that had to reinvent itself, which is a story you do hear throughout areas of Arizona where there are a lot of mining towns.
True.
Can you go on a tour through the mine?
Absolutely, you can. I did the Queen Mine tour. You go down into the mine in one of those little mine trains. And I'm not one that's real thrilled about being underground and something like that, but it was so fascinating that it didn't bother me at all. What's interesting about it is they have the tour leaders, tour operators are people who worked in the mine. So you get that first-person narrative of what their job was, and they tell some of the funny things that they used to do to, you know, their coworkers when they were underground all those hours. So it's really interesting to hear it from their perspective, not just facts about mining. You know,
yeah.
So it's a very worthwhile tour to do, absolutely. But then when you go into town and you see what they've done, like to renew and revitalize the town, and it's become an artist haven. I mean, there's art absolutely everywhere. Just, you know, rocks are painted. You know, one rock wall I went by had all these like wine bottles that had been put into it in decorative ways, and just random, you know, steel structures that have been made into art. And then of course there's galleries. They have a lot of art programs for the community. It's just, it's really amazing how they've done it. And
is there a jewelry store where I could buy copper earrings or something like that?
You know, I didn't shop for jewelry, but there were a lot of little shops like that. I mean, I went in a place and bought these little soaps and things that, you know, were made from the area. But there were a lot of jewelry places. There were a lot of art galleries, just all kinds of locally made thing. So I am sure you could find yourself some copper earrings.
Oh, good.
You mentioned the painted rocks, and it came to mind. Sue's son and his family lived in Arizona for a period of time, and I always ask him, I said, so rather than mow the yard, you just rake the rocks into different patterns? Because they didn't have any grass, you know.
There's no grass, right?
That's true.
You don't really see grass out there.
Well, his son was glad to get a rake because he's the one that usually had to mow the grass.
Is this a typical Wild West kind of town? I mean, you have the old wooden storefronts and things like that and hitching posts, or has it become more modern?
It's still the old historic buildings. It's a lot of brick, but it was a lot of those old facades, you know, in the front, and just they've been turned into, like I said, galleries and restaurants and hotels. I stayed in one that was right on the little main street that overlooks, you know, that, and it was just, you know, outside was just this adorable historic building, and they've turned it into like a bed and breakfast. So there's a lot of that, and it's just, you know, you can, if you're just coming around and seeing it, there's, you just feel like you're in a Wild West movie set almost. You know,
yeah.
And the big hotel in town is called the Queen Hotel, named for the mine, and it's been there for many, many years because it was built back for the, you know, executives and things. But it's a really cool city because it's built into the mountain.
Oh, really?
So there's like a lot of hills and a lot of stairs, and because of that, it is home of this race that happens in, I believe, in October. Called the Bisbee 1000, and it's the only outdoor stair climbing race in the U.S.
Did you climb?
Now, I'm not going back to do it. No. It is, I mean, I can't imagine how tough it is, because it's, you know, 1,000 steps along with running, you know, the hills in the area. I forgot if it's like a 10K or something like that, but it's a really good race. And but yeah, it was just
you don't need a thigh master after that one, right? Yeah.
No, you don't. You could take some time off from the gym.
We just had one here in the St. Louis area, the tallest building in St. Louis for not the Asthma Society, but one of the American Lung Association, and yeah, it was a race to the top, and no, I'll pass. I'll take the elevator, please. Thank you. Here's my check.
Yeah, we had that at the Empire State Building. Yeah, we had the Empire State Building race to the top, and yeah, I haven't done that either. So I do climb stairs in my apartment on the 7th floor about a couple times a week, but that's about it. So
that'll keep you in shape.
Did you put this tour together yourself, or are there tour books or suggested trails or driving destinations from the Tourism Bureau, or how did you come across all of these places?
Yes. I actually worked with Cochise County's tourism office, and they did a wonderful job of setting up working with me on the itinerary and setting up the places that would be good to see and that kind of thing. And it was a good mix, as you can tell from what I'm telling you, you know, some different types of places.
Do you have a website for them so our listeners can take a look?
Yes, it's Cochise County Tourism. Let me just get you the exact. I'm so sorry I didn't do that ahead of time. While I'm getting that for you, let me tell you about the restaurants, if I can. And in Bisbee, there was one called Cafe Roca. And it's one of those places where, again, it's in a historic, a historic building, a historic storefront. But it is the most incredible food. It's been ranked as one of the top restaurants in Arizona for years, and it's just delicious. So it's a jazz cafe, so they do have jazz on the weekends.
Nice.
So it's one of those places you don't want to miss if you're in Bisbee. But I have the website. I'm sorry I didn't have it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's explorecochise.com.
Super.
Easy.
Where are you off to next?
I am going to stay on a houseboat in Pennsylvania in a couple of weeks, something I've never done, on a lake in Raystown, Pennsylvania. I'll be out there for 4 days. I've never driven a houseboat, but I'm going to learn how.
Well,
so we're going to drown
drown some worms for us, and we'll talk to you when you get back. Thanks for joining us, Terry. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and we'll be right back with one of our regular features, travel news and travel tips.